愿主耶稣祝大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
所以先奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考，看啊，受大苦本为得平安。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our service tonight. The topic is, Behold, for peace is of great bitterness.
我们来请看以赛亚书第三十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 38.
以赛亚书三十八章，请看第十七节。
Please read Isaiah chapter 38, verse 17.
三十八章十七节。
38:17.
看啊，我受大苦，本为使我得平安。你因爱我的灵魂，便救我脱离败坏的坑，因为你将我一切的罪扔在你的背后。
17. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back.
这句话是西西家王他病得医治之后他向神做了诗歌里面的一句。
This phrase is from Hezekiah after he has recovered and this is part of his song.
他本来很害怕面对死亡的。
Before he was afraid to face death.
那等到神垂听他的祷告医好他之后。
And after God has listened to his prayer and has healed of his illness.
他现在再一次的得到存活的盼望，可以知道再活十五年。
He has once again regained hope, to live, and he has an extra 15 years.
也就是说，从那个时候开始，十五年就是他的寿命。
So starting from that point, his lifespan is 15 years.
但是他所经历的基本上是一个大苦。
And what he has went through is a great tribulation.
透过这个病痛，然后他现在知道神本来是要让他得平安的。
Through illness, he understands that what God had for him was to receive peace.
是因为神爱他的灵魂，要救他脱离败坏的坑，就是脱离阴间的死亡。
It was because God had loved him and to keep him from the pit of destruction.
是因为神已经将他一切的罪都扔在背后了。
And that God has put all his sins behind his back.
也就是说，神不再纪念他的罪过。
And it means that God no more remembers his sins.
那所以他的这个祷告呢，就成为小丽把它当作这一章三十八章的主题。
And so this prayer is the focus of chapter 38.
因为以赛亚书三十八章是西西家他得到了先知的宣告说他就要死的时候他向神做了祷告以及神对他的回应。
And because in chapter 38 is when the prophet tells him that he will die and this is his prayer to God.
那三十八章的第一节到第九第八节呢跟二十节二十一节跟二十二节。
Chapter 38 from verse 1 to 8 and verse 20 and 21. 21 to 22.
那这个是一个段落，就是他生病的时候，他神怎么样垂听他的祷告，让他病得医治的过程。
And this is a process of how God had healed him in his process of sickness.
这一段跟列王记下二十章是一样的。
And this part is the same as Second King.
因为在这一段的时候，在记这一段的时候，他基本上重点是在讲西西家王他的祷告是第二段的主题。
And because the focus is going to be at his prayer in the second part.
所以为了要明白这一个段落，他当初得到这个信息之后，他的反应以及后来神对他的回应呢？我们要看列王记下第二十章。
And to look at his reaction after God has answered him, we need to look into Second Kings.
我们今天请看列王记下二十章第一节。
Second Kings chapter 20, verse 1.
那时西西家病得要死，亚摩士的儿子先知以赛亚去见他，对他说：“神如此说，你当留一命给你的家，因为你必死，不能活了。”
Verse 1, in those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, This is what the Lord says, put your house in order because you are going to die, you will not recover.
第二节，西西家就转脸朝墙祷告神说。
Verse 2, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord.
好，所以这个第一节、第二节，当时候西西家生病，病得要死，那他的病应该就是第七节里面所说的生了疮。
And at this point, he was ill to the point of death, and it is referring to verse 7.
那他那个他生这个病，表示是一段时间啊，已经没有办法得医治了。
And that he has been ill for some time, and that he will not recover.
这个他那个肉体的病痛，一定让他觉得很失望。
And that his physical illness must have given him not much hope.
因为那时候他的国家其实外面有外患，亚述大军来围攻他的国家。
Because at that time, his country was in danger of attack from Assyria.
他自己又生病，不能得医治。
And that he was sick and was not recovering.
那个时候，以赛亚先知跟他说：“神已经决定了你要死了，所以你赶快留遗命给你的家，交代后事了。”
And that prophet Isaiah told him to put his house in order because that he was going to die.
西西家听到这个宣告，就转脸朝墙，就祷告神。
And when Hezekiah heard of this, he turned his face to the wall and prayed.
第三节，
verse 3,
求你纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心，按诚实行事，又做你眼中所看为善的。西西家就痛哭了。
Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly.
所以他这个祷告是在听到了他先知的宣告之后，他所做的，他很直接的就痛哭，在神面前痛哭。
And Hezekiah has wept bitterly in front of the Lord, and this is his prayer to God.
他求神纪念他在神面前存完全诚实的心，以及他所做的。
He asked God to remember how he had walked faithfully and wholeheartedly before him and the good that he had done.
那第四节，以赛亚出来，还没有到中院或者中城，神的话就临到他说。
In verse 4, before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him.
表示说，以赛亚他讲完之后走了之后，他还没有回到家，那神就告诉以赛亚说，再回去告诉西西家了。
And this means that before Isaiah has entered his house, the word of the Lord came to him and asked him to return.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你回去告诉我民的君西西家说，神主你主你神你主大卫的神如此说，我听见了你的祷告，看见了你的眼泪，我必医治你，到第三日你必上到神的殿。
Verse 5, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David says, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord.
第六节说，我必加增你十五年的寿数，并且我要救你和这城脱离亚述王的手。我为自己和我仆人大卫的缘故，必保护这城。
6, I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and the city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend the city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David.
然后到第七节的地方说，以赛亚说，当取一块无花果饼来，人就取得来贴在疮上，王便痊愈了。
Verse 7, then Isaiah said, prepare a poultice of figs. They did so and apply it to the boil, and he recovered.
第八节，西西家就问以赛亚说，神必医治我，到第三日我能够上神的殿，有什么兆头呢？
Verse 8, Hezekiah had asked Isaiah, what will be the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I will go up to the temple of the Lord on the third day from now?
第九节，以赛亚说，神必成就他所说的，就是他给你的兆头。你要日影向前进十度呢，还是要往后退十度呢？
Verse 9, Isaiah answered, this is the Lord's sign to you that the Lord will do that what he has promised. Shall the shadow go forward 10 steps or shall it go back 10 steps?
西西家第十节回答说，日影向前进十度容易，我要日影往后退十度。
Verse 10, it is a simple matter for the shadows to go forward 10 steps, said Hezekiah, rather have it go back 10 steps.
第十一节，先知以赛亚求告神，神就使亚哈士的日晷向前进的日影往后退了十度。
11, then the prophet Isaiah called upon the Lord, and the Lord made the shadow go back the 10 steps it had gone down on the stairway of Ahaz.
那所以这一段呢，就是以赛亚书三十八章里面的信息，第一节到第八节的信息。
The section is parallel to the message in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1-8.
所以当时候以赛亚先知他讲完以后，西西家呢，他的祷告，然后神就垂听。
And so after Isaiah has delivered his message, Hezekiah prayed, and his prayer was listened to by God.
在圣经里面。被神宣告或被神告知说你的生命即将结束了，这样的人物不多了。
And in the Bible, there are not many characters who was told by God that he has few days in his life.
如果我们去回顾圣经里面的人物啊，有哪些人神曾经跟他说你要死了，然后你准备后事，最后他们真的死了。
And if we look back to the characters in the Bible who was also warned by God that he will die and that he needs to prepare, put order in his household.
从出埃及记、民数记那看来，亚伦应该是第一个。
From Exodus and Numbers, Aaron is the first.
民数记第二十章记载，神告诉摩西说亚伦要死了。
In Numbers chapter 20, God told Aaron that he will die.
民数记二十章
Numbers chapter 20,
第二十二节
verse 22.
这是神要摩西亚伦上何尔山去。
And this is when God asked Moses and Aaron to go on Mount Hor.
二十四节，亚伦要归到他列祖那里了，他必不得入我所赐给以色列人的地，因为在米利巴水，你们违背了我的命。
Verse 24, Aaron will be gathered to his people. He will not enter the land I give the Israelites because both of you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah.
好，所以神跟摩西说亚伦要死了。
So God told Aaron that he will die.
跟摩西亚伦说了哈。
So Moses told Aaron that he will die.
好，然后现在神要摩西说你带亚伦跟他儿子以利亚敬上何尔山去。
And that he asked him to bring him and his household to the Mount of Hor.
然后把亚伦的衣服啊，他那个大祭司的衣服脱下来，给他儿子以利亚敬穿上。
To remove Aaron's garment of the high priest and give it to his son Eleazar.
然后亚伦必死在那里，归到他列祖了。
And Aaron will die there.
所以二十七节，摩西就照神所吩咐的行了，三人当着会众的眼前上了何尔山。
Verse 27, Moses did as the Lord commanded. They went up to Mount Hor in the sight of the whole community.
然后摩西就把亚伦的圣衣脱下来给他儿子穿上，亚伦就死在山顶那里。于是摩西跟以利亚、亚撒就下了山了。
Verse 28, Moses removed Aaron's garments and put them on his son Eleazar, and Aaron died there on top of the mountain. Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain.
你看这个时候没有记载当时亚伦的心情。
And right here does not record Aaron's feelings.
但是看起来他们是三个人上山，两个人下山。
And but we can see that three people went up to the mountain, but only two returned.
当时候亚伦对神的宣告，他看起来很乐意的接受。
And that it seems that Aaron has accepted God's plan for him.
所以上山之后，亚伦就死在山上了。
And so after they went up to the mountain, Aaron died on the mountain.
然后他们两个下来之后，全会众就是以色列全家为亚伦哀哭了三十天。
And when they came back, the household of Israel mourned for him 30 days.
所以看亚伦他也是事先被通知该死了。
So Aaron was also being notified first that he will die.
现在看摩西，看申命记三十二章。
And now we'll look at Moses. We will look at Deuteronomy chapter 30.
申命记三十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
第四十八节。
Verse 48.
当日神吩咐摩西说你上这亚巴林山中的尼坡山去在摩押地与约利哥相对观看我所要赐给以色列人为业的迦南地
48. On that same day the Lord told Moses go up into Abarim range to Mount Nebo in Moab across from Jericho and view Canaan the land I am giving the Israelites as their own possession
第五十节说你必死在你所登的山上归到你列祖去像你哥哥亚伦死在何尔山上归他列祖一样
50. There on the mountain that you have climbed you will die and be gathered to your people just as your brother Aaron died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people
这也是神事先跟摩西说你要死了要上山去
And this is when God told Moses ahead of time that he will die and that he will need to go up to the mountain
最后在那个地方神要把迦南美地给他看先看一下
And at the end, he will let him view the beautiful land of Canaan.
然后现在看过去三十四章。
And now let's look at chapter 43.
第一节。
Verse 1.
摩西就从摩押平原登尼坡山，上了那与耶利哥相对的毕士加山顶。神把基列全地，直到但拿弗他利全地，全都指给他看了。第一节到第三，第一节就好了。
Chapter 33, verse.
第三十四章第一节。
Chapter 34, verse 1. Then Moses climbed Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab to the top of Pisgah, across from Jericho. There the Lord showed him the whole land, from Gilead to Dan.
然后第五节说，于是神的仆人摩西就死在摩押地，正如神所说的。
In verse 5, and Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in Moab, as the Lord has said.
那这个就是神也让摩西先知道，他就死了，上山去就不下来了，就死在山上。
And this is the Lord telling Moses that once he go up to the mountain, he will die on the mountain and will not come back down.
看起来摩西对神要让他死这件事情也非常的安然。
And it seems like Moses was very peaceful about what God
has commanded him.
Even though he has his own regrets, but he has not bargained with God as to living more.
但是神也知道他的遗憾，所以神就先给他看迦南美地，让他这个在等一下在异象当中看到所有的，从但到别示巴，从整个迦南地，神都给他先看一遍。
And because God knows of his regret, he allowed him to see the beautiful land of Canaan from Gilead to Dan before he passed away.
然后接下来就是到了列王记下的第二章。
And next, we'll turn to 2 King.
就是以利亚先知。
It is Prophet Elisha.
以利亚先知，神也是先跟他讲说，你要走了，我要把你接走了。
And also for Prophet Elisha, God had told him that God will take him away.
表示说以利亚因为他没有经过死亡，但是 他基本上要离开这个世界。
That Elisha has not gone through death, but God has taken him away.
那所以当时候你看他所做的，在列王记下第二章里面所有的过程，以及他最后神用旋风把他接上去的整个过程当中，以利亚没有任何的不舍或者是说很遗憾。
And in 2 Kings chapter 2, it talks about when Elijah was taken up to heaven,And that he did not complain or have any regrets.
在旧约的时代，这几个人物他们知道他们要死的那种反应，跟西西家王不一样。
In the Old Testament, these prophets and these people who were told to that they would be taken away, their reaction is different from King Hezekiah.
看起来他们好像都做完了人生该做的事之后，他们该离开的时候，他们就离开，他们就不会有什么样的不舍或者是。不愿意。
It seems like they have completed their task on earth, and they have no regrets when they have to leave the earth.
但是以赛亚书三十八章的这一段，西西家王他也知道他将死，但是他就很不甘愿。
And in Isaiah chapter 38, when Hezekiah knew that he will die, he was wanted to.
他很怕死啊。
He was afraid of death.
那他不愿意离开，这个在旧约时代其实是可以了解的，就是说不想死。
And the fact that he did not want to die is understandable.
因为人对死亡总是有恐惧。
Because men have fear towards death.
你看在旧约的时代，那个救恩还没有真的实现以前，人对死亡、对生命、对属灵的这个国度，基本上是没有概念的。
In the Old Testament, before the salvation plan was fulfilled, people do not have a concept of the spiritual life and the afterlife.
所以对死亡、死后的生命摸不清、没有认识的时候，他就想说离开人间就不能够跟世人再相见，就会觉得这一走就是永别了，就没有机会，很舍不得。
And since they do not have a clear understanding of the afterlife, to them, dying is a separation from the people, and to them, it is an eternal death.
所以这个你看这个心情呢，当时候西西家王他面对这种死亡的宣告的时候，他的心情在以赛亚书三十八章的第十一节就表明出来了。
And Hezekiah, how he feels when he was told that he will die is in Chapter 38, verse 11.
第十一节我说我必不得见神，就是在活人之地不再见神，我与世上的居民不再见面了。
Verse 11, I said I will not again see the Lord in the land of the living. No longer will I look on mankind.
所以他觉得就是这样一走离开就是永远离开了，看不到面了。
So he feels that when he died, it is an eternal departure.
他觉得说他的生命就完结了，就好像这个本来人生一幅图画，像织布机要织一幅很漂亮的图画，现在突然把那个从头剪断，全部都没有了，没有这个图案还没有完成就消失了。
He felt that it is an eternal departure and like drawing a painting that it is a painting that's not done.
这个就是当一个人对死后的生命还不了解的时候，他很自然的恐惧。
And it is when a person who does not know what will happen after life, this is a natural reaction for those people.
但是当主耶稣来到以后，这个救恩的时代啊，揭开以后，人对死亡就不一样的看法。
But after Jesus Christ has came and that the salvation plan has been fulfilled, people have a different understanding of the afterlife.
就好像我们本来脸上蒙了一个帕子，现在耶稣来了，把这个帕子拿走之后，我们就眼睛看得很清楚。
Just like when our eyes is being covered and the cover is being removed.
我们就了解这个肉体的生命跟属灵的生命的差别。
We understand the difference between physical life and our spiritual life.
我们人活在世上，就好像住在地上的帐篷一样。
And that man living on earth is living in a temporary tent.
我们肉体真的是像一顶帐篷。
That our physical body is like a tent.
这个帐篷有一天会慢慢的朽坏。
And this tent one day will decay.
但是当这个帐篷拆毁之后，我们如果能够穿上另外一个属灵的身体，那就没有关系了。
And if one day it will decay, but if we can wear, we can wear on the new spiritual body, then it will be okay.
如果有属灵的生命，那可以永远活着跟神在一起，那就好得无比。
If we have a spiritual life that we can live forever after with God, then it will be wonderful.
所以主耶稣带来了这个永生的盼望。
So Jesus Christ has brought the hope of living.
我们看哥林多后书第五章。
And let us turn to Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章
Chapter 5
第二节
Verse 2。
第五章二节说，我们在这个帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。
5:2 Meanwhile we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling.
然后我们看第四节
Verse 4。
我们在这个帐篷里叹息劳苦，并会愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。
For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life.
那所以跳过去看第八节。
And let us jump to verse 8。
我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同住。
We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord.
这是一个有盼望的人，有永生盼望的人，他面对死亡的态度了。
And this is how a person with hope will view death.
所以当时候西西家他那时候还不了解这个属灵的生命的存在以及怎么样得到。
And so Hezekiah at the point did not understand about the spiritual life.
他不敢死。
He was afraid to die.
那一方面也是因为他当时候国家面临一个很危急的状况。
And it was partly because at the time his country was faced with danger.
他的当时候心情是很焦急的。
And that he was full of worried.
为了他的国家的安全，他可能不愿意死亡。他觉得这个时候不能够没有王来带领百姓面对敌人。
And for the protection of his kingdom, he felt that he needed to protect his country from the enemy.
也可能因为他的孩子还小，他没有办法继续他做王。
And perhaps that time that his children were still young and that he could not continue, that they cannot.
那其实那个时候，西西家王大概在中年的时候。
And that time Hezekiah was about in his middle age.
也就是说，你如果看第三十六章，发现他是在做王第十四年的时候所发生的事情。
So if you look into chapter 36, this was the 14th year that he was king.
那西西家一共做王29年。
And Hezekiah was king for 29 years.
所以他在这个时候，他大概应该是年纪大概38岁、39岁的时候。
So at this time, his age is about 38, 39.
那这个也就是说，第三十八章的第十节说：“我说我正在中年之日，必进入阴间的门，我剩余的年岁不得享受了。”
Chapter 38, verse 10, it states, "In the prime of my life, must I go through the gates of death?"
所以当时候他在中年的时候，他面对国家这个危急状况，他觉得他不应该死。
So in the middle.Of his age, he was faced with death and faced with the danger of his country.
结果你看，他知道他这个死亡的宣告以后，他马上跟神祷告。
And when he was told that he will die, he prayed to God.
然后他的祷告里面马上就蒙神纪念垂听。
And after he prayed, his prayer was listened, was heard by God.
然后神还很肯定的跟他说，要给他十五年的寿数。
And God had firmly told him that he will be given additional of 15 years.
从神回应他的祷告给他的这个寿数看来，神纪念人在他面前所存完全诚实的心。
And from the prayer of God giving him an extra 15 years, it shows that God looks at the heart of man when they pray.
当时候，那一个人如果能够像第三节说的，存完全的心，又能够按诚实行事，又能够做神眼中看为善的，那我们的祷告真的会蒙神垂听。
It shows that in verse 3 that God remembers those who have walked faithfully and wholehearted devotion before him.
所以今天我们要怎么样让我们的祷告变得有功效？
And so today, how can our prayers be effective?
从西西家他的祷告看来，他真的非常有功效。
From the prayer of Hezekiah, we can see that it was very effective.
先知讲完都还没有离开，还没有回到家，神马上回应他的祷告，所以他的祷告很快，就是一祷告一哭，神就好了，再给你活一下。
Before the prophet Isaiah returned back to his house, Hezekiah wept and prayed, and God listened.
那所以有时候你看我们说我们祷告没有功效，就想想问题不在神没有听到，而是因为可能我们在神面前所存的心还不够完全，还没有真的像西西家他真的是按诚实行事，他所做的事都能够蒙神喜悦。
And so sometimes we say that our prayers are not heard by God, but sometimes it is not because of God, but because of us, that we have not walked faithfully and wholeheartedly before him and have done what is good in his eyes.
一个人的心很重要。
A person's heart is very important.
所以你看有时候在那个危急的时候，他祷告马上就有功效。
So in time of danger, when they pray, it is very effective.
主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，跟主耶稣同钉的那个强盗。
When Jesus Christ was crucified, the robbers who were crucified with him,
他当时就是一个心啊，悔改啊，主啊，求你得国的时候，让我能够跟你在一起。
He had a heart of repentance, and he asked God to remember him and be with him when he go to heaven.
在人类的历史里面，就这么一个人是最特别的。
And in the history of mankind, he was a special man.
他就有那一个心，然后就那一次祷告，然后主耶稣就应许他的祷告。
That because of his heart and of his repentance, God had heard his prayer.
那表示说他的心真的是从头开始悔改起，他真的觉得说主啊，只有你能救我。
And that because his heart was in great remorse and repentance and asked God to save him.
所以临终前的悔改也能够蒙主纪念。
So even the prayer before death can be heard by God.
那我们现在。如果再看西西家他这个神给他的这15年的寿数，又答应说我要拯救犹大国。
And so if we look at the 15 additional years that God has given Hezekiah, that he will save the kingdom of Judah.
我们就看到说神让听西西家的祷告，让他多活下来，有他的用意的。
And that God has his plan as to why he gave Hezekiah additional 15 years to live.
所以让他继续做王，让他的国家可以被神保守。
So he can continue to live and that his kingdom may be sustained by God.
所以让他有机会再重整家园，让他整个国度能够真的更贴近神的要求。
That he has another chance to reorder his kingdom and that to bring his people closer to God.
所以让众人都能够更了解神的旨意，也能够更敬畏神。
So the people will better understand his will and be closer to him.
这是为什么当西西家王他病得医治之后啊，他作诗歌这样子感谢。
So this is why after Hezekiah's prayer was listened to by God, he gave his prayer.
看第三十八章的第十九节。
In this way, let's look at chapter 38.
第十九节说
，Verse 19.
只有活人必称谢你，像我今日称谢你一样。为父的必使儿女知道你的诚实。
The living, they praise you, as I am doing today. Fathers tell their children about your faithfulness.
二十节说，神肯救我，所以我们要一生一世在神的殿中，用诗弦的乐器唱我的诗歌。
20, and the Lord will save me, and we will sing with string instruments all the days of our lives in the temple of the Lord.
当时候，西西家他很希望说，他一生一世能够唱歌赞美神。也要让他的儿女能够知道神的诚实以及神的拯救。
At the time, Hezekiah wished that he could sing all the days of his life in the temple of the Lord and to tell his children about God's faithfulness.
所以他要用这个机会让他的儿女可以更认识神。
So he wants to use this chance to let his children understand God more.
这是当时候他病得医治之后他作诗歌 他的心愿了。
And this was his wish in his prayer.
但是当然实际上好像没有这样发生。
But we know that in actuality, it did not happen.
因为西西家王之后的那个王叫做马拿西王。
Because after Hezekiah, came King
Manasseh.
Malachi.
那个马拿西王却又很坏。
And that king was a bad king.
哦，一开始就很坏。
He was a wicked king from the
beginning. 当然后来他就改变，变好一点。
And later he changed for the better.
但是这个我们当然现在也不太容易了解，为什么这么好的王产出一个这么恶的那个后代
？And it is hard to understand why such a good king have a such a bad king as a descendant.
但是当时候西西家病得医治的那个时代，那个时候他真的有一个心意，要让他的儿女知道神的诚实跟神的给他的医治。
But at the point of his prayer after he recovered, he had a wish for his children to learn about God's faithfulness.
所以我们其实。我们做父母亲的，我们总是有一个希望。
So as parents, we have a wish.
希望能够让我们的下一代也能够了解、认识神。
We have a wish that our children may understand God.
我们现在看诗篇七十一篇。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 71.
诗篇七十一篇。
Psalm 71.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节说神啊自我年幼时你就教训我直到如今我传扬你奇妙的作为
17 Since my youth, O God, you have taught me and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds
18说神啊我到年老发白的时候求你不要离弃我等我将你的能力指示下代将你的大能指示后世的人
19 Your righteousnessEighteen. Even when I'm old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come.
第十九节说：“神啊，你的公义甚高，行过大事的神啊，谁能像你呢？”
17. Since my youth, O God, you have taught me, and to this day, I declare your righteous, marvelous deeds.
二十节说：“你是叫我们多经历重大急难的，必使我们复活，从地的深处救上来。”
20. Though you have made me see troubles many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth, you will again bring me up.
那这个你看这一段的信息啊，跟西西家当时候求神啊，让他有机会教导他的儿女，他有这个心愿是一样的。
So this passage is similar to when Hezekiah prayed to God to give him a chance to.Tell his children about God's faithfulness.
因为神的能力、神的作为啊，我们一定要让我们的下一代可以了解。
And that God's ways and God's we should let our children understand Him more.
所以可以一生一世的和儿女跟我们一起都能够同声的赞美神。
So that together with our children, we may praise the Heavenly Father.
所以你看，神纪念人所做的工作。
And that God remembers the works of men.
那神也会成全人的祷告。
And God will listen to the prayers of men.
那当时候西西家他的祷告，当然他被神垂听，有神当时候的意思在。
And that Hezekiah's prayer was heard by God, and God has His plan, has His own will in that.
那但是我们每一次祷告，如果蒙神垂听之后，你看这个恩典呢、啊，这个神的作为一定要讲给下一代听。
And when our prayers are heard by God, this grace must be.Told to our children.
那这个儿女才会了解神的诚实以及神的全能，也才能够对神更有信心。
And so our children will understand of God's faithfulness and of His power and have more faith in Him.
那以赛亚书三十八章的第十七节，刚才我们说，他说：“看啊，我受大苦，是因为是本为使我得平安呢。”
In Isaiah chapter 38, verse 17, surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish.
他当时候。你看他一病得医治之后，你看他现在马上作诗歌感谢神。
That right after his illness was healed, he made a psalm to praise God.
第三十八章第九节。
Chapter 38, verse 9.
他作诗歌。
He made a psalm.
所以你看我们今天要能够颂赞神、啊、要有实际上的一些记录下来。
And so today, if we want to praise God, we need to have some kind of recording.
哦，那有时候为什么我们要把那个见证写下来是很重要的
？And this is why it is important for us to record down our testimonies.
因为我们如果没有记录下来，时间久了就可能被淡忘了。
Because if we do not record down our testimonies, after time we will forget.
你看以赛亚书，他把这一段诗歌记录下来，但是这一段是在列王记跟历代志里面没有的。
And Isaiah has recorded the Psalm of Hezekiah that was not in Second Kings.
那让后面的人看了完之后，就会一样会产生感恩的心了。
So that people who read it after him will also have a heart of thanksgiving.
然后我们才会真的很珍惜神给的时间。
So and then we will cherish the time that God has given us.
你看，对西西家王来说，神另外给他十五年，他每一天都要算的，就是他这个。总数就是这么多，每一天就一直减少。
After God has given Hezekiah additional 15 years, he counts his day.
那所以，既然时间有限，他就要用他的时间来赞美神，来纪念神的恩典。
And since his time on earth is limited, he uses his time to praise God.
不能够浪费时间。
That he cannot waste time.
这是为什么在以弗所书里面特别跟我们说，我们一定要爱惜光阴啊。
And this is why in Ephesians it tells us that we must cherish our time.
我们得救的人，我们知道我们的时间是神给我们，我们的生命是神的，所以我们一定要把握、珍惜我们的时间。
For those who are saved, we know that our time is given by God, and we must cherish our time.
然后用智慧跟外人交往。
That we use wisdom to make friends with outsiders.
所以我们的时间、我们的生命都变得很有意义。
So that our life and our time becomes meaningful.
那我们这个时间、生命就要来感谢神的恩典，然后来用在神的身上。
And we use our time and our life to give thanks to God and on the matters of God.
那对西西家来说，第十节他说：“哦，我在中年之日，我要进入阴间的门了。”以后的年日就没有办法享受，他觉得很遗憾。
And in verse 10, Hezekiah said, "In the prime of my life, must I go through the gates of death?" So he feels that he has not lived his life and that he has to die.
我们如果站在西西家当时候的那个立场来想，他面对这个宣告的时候，他的那个心情。
If we stand in the shoes of Hezekiah, and we can think about how he feels at this point of his life.
其实我们大部分应该都会有跟他一样的想法。
And actually, the majority of us will think the same way as him.
因为中年去世实在是一个遗憾的事。
Because to die in the prime of your life, it is a regret.
那个诗篇里面也是这样写。
It is also said in Psalm.
我们看诗篇102篇。
Let's look into Psalm chapter 102.
诗篇102篇。
102.
23节。
Verse 23.
第三节说，他使我的力量中道衰弱，使我的年日短少。
Verse 23, in the course of my life, he broke my strength; he cut short of my days.
24节，我说，我的神啊，你不要使我中年去世，你的年数世世无穷。
24, so I said, do not take me away, O my God, in the midst of my days; your years go through all generations.
这个就是当时候诗人的心情。他说，神啊，你不要让我中年就死了。
And this is the reflection of the psalmist saying that do not let me die in the prime of my life.
他的中年的按照以赛亚书第十节38章10节那里，他的中年之日就是日正当中的时候。
And Isaiah chapter 38 verse 10 that in the middle of his life can be referred to as the prime of his life.
所以他人生最辉煌的时候，那突然之间就要把他接走，他觉得啊很可惜。
So at the most glorious point of his life, that his life was to be taken away.
那其实我们看到这样的一个人生的现实呢，这个也是有时候有神的意思，但是我们一定要了解，我们更应该保守的是我们属灵的生命啊，能够很健康，而且能够真的与神同在。
So when we see the reality of life, we know that God has His will in it, but more importantly, we should consider our spiritual life.
我们今天。有了这个主耶稣基督的救恩之后，我们更了解生命了。
Today, after we have received the salvation from God, we understand more of life.
因为肉体的生命长短，这个是神给人的年限。
Because the physical life of a person determines the lifespan that God has designated for us.
每个人都不一样。
That each of us has a different lifespan.
长很长，也大概就120岁。
The longest you can live. is 102.
那短的很短，就像婴孩，如果没有出生没有几天就过世，就神召回去了。
120, and if you live a short life, you may die as an infant.
所以它的差别大概就是120年。
And so the difference is 120 years.
但是在永恒里面，这120年等于没有。
But in eternity, 120 years is quick.
所以重点其实不在我们肉体生命能够活多久。
So it does not matter how long we live in our physical body.
而是我们属灵生命是不是真的在神那里有份。
But rather, if we have any part in our spiritual life.
所以你看摩西他做一个非常有智慧的祷告。
So Moses made a very wise prayer.
诗篇九十篇。
In Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节说：“求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。”
Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
我们看十四节。
Verse 14.
求你使我们早早饱得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
14. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
15节。
15.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us.
所以，其实最重要的就是我们在神让我们活着这段时间里面，真的能够了解我们生命的意义。
So what is more important is that in the life.The time that God has given us, we can come to understand the meaning of life.
我们有智慧的心去明白神的旨意。
We have a heart of wisdom to understand the will of God.
然后我们可以在这一段年日当中享受神的慈爱。
And in our days, we may live under the grace and mercy of God.
然后我们能够做神要我们做的工作，然后一生一世可以欢呼喜乐。
And that we can do the works that God has given us and live.And sing for joy and be glad all our days.
所以真正有价值的就是在这段日子里面呢，我们真的可以饱得神的慈爱。
So a valuable life is when we can be satisfied with the love and joy of God.
And 也知道神与我们同在。
And we also know that God is with us.
那对当时候西西家来说，他知道这个死亡宣告以后，他就赶快呼求神。
So when Hezekiah heard that he will die, he immediately pray to God.
所以他在苦难当中，他赶紧的求告神。
He cried and wept to God, and he cried out to God.
我们现在看回来三十八章的第十三节。
Let us come back to look at chapter 38.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
我使自己安静直到天亮，他像狮子折断我一切的骨头，从早到晚，他使我完结。
13, I waited patiently till dawn, but like a lion, he broke all my bones. Day and night, you made an end of me.
我们在看十三节的时候，一开始我们中文翻译不太容易了解。
When we first read verse 13, when we read the Chinese version, it is unclear to us.
但是英文就比较清楚了。
But the English version is clearer.
所以十三节如果用新译本的翻法，就是说我不断的哀叹直到早晨。
And so in one of the translation, it is saying that I cried and waited till dawn.
所以整个晚上，他整个晚上都痛苦在呼喊神，求神帮助。
That for the entire night, he had wept bitterly and crying out to the Lord.
表示说那时候他真的很不想说在中年就死掉。
And it shows that he really did not want to die in the middle of his life.
他不希望说神像狮子一样折断了骨头，让他真的就死了。
That he did not want God to be like a lion and broke all his bones and die.
那当时候他在祷告的时候，他那个心情啊，就是第十四节里面所说的。
And his how he feels at the moment can be seen in verse 14.
他用各种鸟的呢喃啊、鸣叫、哀鸣来描述他当时候临近死亡时候那种恐怖啊、痛苦、忧伤。
And he uses this description of a dove as cried and moaned to describe his feelings.
那所以他当时候就是一直仰望神，所以说我因为仰观眼睛就困倦。
And that he looked up to the heavens and his eyes grew weak.
表示说他一直仰望神，祈求神的怜悯，所以这个整夜的祷告，长时间祷告，让他的眼睛就因此这样子困乏。
That he keep looking up to heaven and asking God for mercy, and that his eyes grew weak.
那可是他的目的就是要求神能够救赎他，为他作保。
And he's doing this because he wants God to come to his aid.
好，然后第十五节就是神回应他的祷告了。
And in verse 15, God has responded his prayer.
我可说什么呢？他应许我的，也给我成就了。
But what can I say? He has spoken to me, and he himself has done this.
然后我因为心里的苦楚，在一生的年日必悄悄而行。
I will walk humbly all my years because of this anguish of my soul.
那这一句话，我一生的年，他说我心里愁苦，一生年日悄悄而行，有不一样的解释。
And this phrase, I will walk humbly all my years because this anguish of my soul has a different interpretation.
在不一样的抄本里面呢，这个在原文上本来就有两种意思。
In the original text, it has two different type of interpretations.
有一种就是说我心里愁苦，一生的年日悄悄，意思是说我因为病痛当中受苦啊，所以我没有办法睡觉，睡眠被拿走了。
In the first interpretation, says that because he was ill and he was not able to sleep, so that's why his soul was anguished.
在强调他心里受了痛苦，
and this
痛苦到失眠不能睡。
This was to emphasize the anguish of his soul and to the point that he was not able to sleep.
那另外一种解释就是他求救神，然后神应允他的祷告。
And the second interpretation is that he has cried out to God and God has heard his prayer.
神也做了，神也医治他了。
And God has healed him.
所以他现在一生的年日要因着他灵魂所受过的苦楚，他说他要谨慎而行。
And so that because God has heard his prayer, he will live the remaining years of his life, with his anguished soul.
所以表示说他要很珍惜神所给他这个恩典，重新再活过这个恩典，他要谨慎的过日子。
And so this means that he will treasure the time that God has given him, and that he will live his life carefully.
真的，我们今天人的存活都是来自于神的恩典。
And so truly, today our life depends on His grace.
那第十六节
，verse 16，
他说：“主啊，人得存活乃在乎此，我灵存活也全在此啊！所以求你使我全意仍然存活。”
Lord, by such things men live, and my spirit finds life in them too. You restore me to health and let me live.
他知道只有神能够让他存活。
He understands that only God alone can allow him to live.
因为这个神是生命的主。
Because God is the Lord of life.
所以最后到第十七节的时候，他就说他知道他从这个受苦当中得到宝贵的经验。
And so that's why in verse 17 he says that surely it was for my benefit that I suffer such anguish.
原来受苦是要让他得平安。
That for him to suffer was for him to receive peace.
受苦是要让他了解他自己的罪，然后他的祷告哀求神赦免他，把他的罪都丢在背后了。
That for him to suffer is for him to understand that God has put all his sins in his back.
啊，所以神让他存活的同时，就神就是赦免他的过犯。
And so when God sustains his life, he is forgiving his sins.
啊，所以你看诗篇也这样说，我们人在受苦以前不知道不认识神，但是受苦之后我们就认识神了。
And also in Psalms it records that before we suffer we do not know God, but after we suffered we have come to know God.
我们看诗篇六十六篇。
Let's look into Psalm chapter 66.
诗篇六十六篇。
Psalm 66.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节说：“神啊，你曾试验我们，熬炼我们如熬炼银子一样。”
Verse 10, for you, O God, tested us, you refined us like silver.
十一节，你使我们进入网罗，把重担放在我们的身上。
11, you brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs.
十二节，你使人坐车扎我们的头，我们经过水火，你却使我们到丰富之地。
12, you let men ride over our heads, we went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance.
这个在表示神要让我们受苦，其实就是为了要熬炼我们。
And this shows that God allows us to suffer is to refine us like silver.
最后就是要让我们到丰富之地。
And it is to bring us to a place of abundance in the end.
所以其实受苦是隐含着神的美意的。
And so in our suffering, it has His own wonderful will.
所以当时候西西家呢，他透过这个病痛、这个苦难，他了解原来神其实是很爱他的。
And so in Hezekiah's illness and his suffering, he has come to know that God loves him.
神要他的灵魂真的成为圣洁，能够脱离败坏的辖制。
That he wants his soul to be saved and to be away from the gates of death.
所以他就恍然大悟啊。
So he came to awareness.
他知道说，原来神有他美好的旨意在后面。他当时候在受苦当中，一定也不明白为什么神要让他肉体受苦。
That he has understand that God, why God allow him to suffer.
那后来等到这一切明白以后，第十八节他说：“阴间不能够称谢你，死亡不能称颂你，下坑的人不能再盼望你的诚实。”
And so in verse 18, after he has understands everything, he said, "For the grave cannot praise you, death cannot sing your praise. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness."
但是第十九节说，只有活人，现在活着人要称谢你，像我今日称谢你一样了。
And in verse 19, it says, "The living, they praise you as I'm doing today."
所以你看，他现在反过来大声的赞美神。
And so now he comes back and give praise to God.
他能够向众人宣告说：“看啊，我受苦，原来是要让我得平安。”
He declared to the people that he suffered so that he can praise God.
这个神是应当一生一世来称颂的。
That God is worthy of our praise of generations.
所以从这一段里面，我们看到了。原来神有这么美好的旨意。
And so from this passage, we can see of His wonderful will.
那我们也看到神是这么样的有慈、有怜悯、有恩典的。
And we can see that God is full of mercy and grace.
那我们每一个人都能够从西西家王这个经验里面得到安慰。
And that all of us can receive comfort from the story of Hezekiah.
求主带领我们，让我们每一个人都能够更明白神的旨在我们身上，我们给我们生命的意旨意。
And may God help us and help each of us to understand more of His will in our life.
不管在什么情况，我们都能够称谢神。
That does not matter in what situation we are in, that we can give praise to Him.
再来唱诗163首。
Let us sing Hymn 163.